This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
We're back in segment two of our riveting green living, blue living. What's the price going to be?
Special announcement.
Who's the buyer going to be?
Find the buyer.
Who's
the buyer going to be?
So, maybe let's play.
Yeah, I just had the buyer. What about somebody like a water filtration company?
For blue living ideas? Yeah. Yes, that's a good potential
somebody who,
buyer.
You know, who's worldwide. I don't know who does that. I'm sure everybody sells.
Well, the guys that sell the, I mean, there's industrial, but then for residential, the guys that do the under sink.
Right.
I mean,
there's another one too, is the, what is it? The instant hot water heating.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. What's that called? I can't think of that right now.
On demand.
Yeah. Sick. On demand water.
Yeah.
Hot water.
Yeah.
But you're thinking of a specific brand or?
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah.
So somebody that's
Renai.
Somebody's dealing like with water that sells filtration systems or whatever that wants to make a statement about water's important because water's
already
the next,
on a mission.
You know, green or gold or whatever it is. So buying Blue Living Ideas could make that statement
right.
and help the company.
But this isn't our issue. Our issue is making the phone calls and making.
I'll make phone
well,
calls.
Well, is the broker Gonzo now, or is he still?
Yeah, I sent them packing because they weren't producing fruit.
Okay.
So, I mean,
because they were going for the large publishing companies,
right.
And those guys were saying like they wanted to buy massive amounts of content very cheaply because there's a glut.
Right.
Content out there, and it's cheap. It's bad.
What we
market,
have to
so.
Sell to me is image.
I agree. And page rank
and the whole
quality.
I mean, let's say I was, you know, a water filtration company. I want to start my own corporate blog. I'm a $100 million year company, and I want to make a big statement on my blog that I believe in conservation of water, and that's why I sell water filters, or why you should, you know, do this as opposed to buy bottled water or whatever. To me, say they pick a number, $1 million. To do that on their own, it would take them $1 million in a year if they could ever even get
you
there.
You know, Renai doesn't have a blog.
What? It's .us.
Yeah, I'm .us.
RINNAI.us.
Yeah, no blog.
Oh, no blog.
No
oh,
blog.
I thought you meant no website.
No. Yeah. So they could add this to their website, right?
Yeah.
It'd be a huge politically correct statement.
In fact, they've got a lower page rank than... You said that you just went up to... You're a 6 on GLI and a 5 on...
BLI.
Okay, so their equivalent
and our Alexa
page
ranking is like under 70,000 for both.
Okay,
right.
So their rank right now is 234,000.
For Alexa?
For Alexa.
Yeah.
What are we?
We're under
100?
Under 70.
We're in the money zone.
Right.
Yeah.
So the point is, to me, it's if a corporation wanted a sort of corporate blog, they wanted to get into it, they wanted to make a statement, this is an incredible value. It doesn't pencil out as far as revenue goes, but it certainly pencils out as far as doing your own thing.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't want to probably...
It's not a revenue model.
It's not a revenue thing.
That's what I mean. It's not a revenue model. But it is
a profitable. They are profitable,
right.
Where most blogs aren't. We're in the top, you know, 3% in terms of profitability.
So to me, those are the companies, and I'd sort of go to the first company and say, look, we're going to, because we thought about all the companies we wanted to do this with, and we chose you because of whatever reasons, because they're a green company, because of their ethics, because of their size, because of their image, blah, blah, blah. We're going to give you first shot. If you don't take it, we're going to your competition. No problem, but it's your choice. And maybe that talks about the scarcity thing that someone talked about earlier.
Right, a previous episode.
A previous episode, that there is only one world. There, we believe we have the best conservation site on the planet at the moment. Water conservation. We're giving you an opportunity to own it because you're one of the coolest companies we ever saw, and you've got the, you know, for all these reasons. And the second coolest company is your competition. We chose you first. If you don't want it, great. We'll go to your competition, and then we just work our way on down the line for our first choice, second choice, and third choice. And you'd be surprised that in case that scarcity may work, because I'm not sure they'd want their competition to have it. And if it's not a huge expense, whatever, $500,000 and a $100 million company is not very much money, or $1 billion company. I think it's a shot.
Well, congratulations. You just became blog broker. good luck.
JC, can you cover for him for a few weeks while he pounds out the calls?
Yeah, I could cover for him for the rest of his life.
Hey, it works for me.
Throw him in the gauntlet down.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a plan. We'll follow up in a future episode and let you know how Paul's doing.
Well, what I would do, if you can tell me, like, this would be my best buyer, whoever it is. I mean, you know, do a little research and say this would be the number one company in water conservation, for example.
Well, you know companies that call, right? You just don't have time to call them.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe we should tap our listeners. If our listeners have any thoughts.
You know, we could give them a finder's fee if they sell it.
Or give us a lead.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, because it's worth to find the right buyer. We're looking for the right. It's an awesome product. It sort of pencils out financially. More than anything else, it's image. We're selling this awesome image. And people pay a lot for image.
It has
God
to be
knows.
A company that wants to get into the environmental blog business.
Right.
And even they might change it and do it in their own way, I guess. Hopefully they would. See, that's where, you know, I don't know how that would work out. But, you know, hopefully they would want to keep the spirit of it. And the writers would continue to want to write for them.
Right.
Right. That's key. Right. So
it's a company that wants to make a statement.
Yeah.
It's why do you pay extra for the jeans with a label? Because you want to make a statement, not because they're different in Kirkland, because they're special.
Yeah.
And I think there's only one, and the number one in this case, a water conservation blog in the world, and we own it.
Yeah.
And somebody else might want to own it if that's what they want to own.
Right.
So I that's what I think we should do. And the same, I believe in email marketing, we should get it out there to the world, and whatever it would be, press releases, however we get out the world, that, you know, the number one, you know, Blue Living Ideas, the number one water conservation blog in the world is sort of for sale to the right buyer.
We package it like a very exclusive asset.
Yeah.
If you qualify, if you pass our asset test.
Because that's the truth. I mean, you know, if you qualify, we would consider selling it to you. So if you're interested in qualifying, let us know. I think we should say it's going to continue whether anybody buys it or not, but Sean's bored, and so, I mean, no offense, Sean, and he wants to move on to other things. Yeah. Now, can I go into other things I think we could do together?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Sean's bored and wants to make a little bit more money.
Yeah, that would be good.
Sean wants to make what
Sean
he
wants to actually have income that relates to the
outcome.
Sean doesn't want to lose his house in Tahoe.
I'm going to offer something we've done, and maybe this is on the air, real time.
Bring it.
Okay.
You got your finger on the button, Sean?
Okay.
This is jam session.
Okay, here's the deal. We have,
Did we take a break?
We have a few minutes before we have
Okay, so we've tried a lot of stuff. You know, whether it was Netcast Central, or we've spent a lot of time and money and energy in trying different kinds of goodies. And real-time publishers hit, not the big home run.
I wasn't part of Netcast Central, so the Wii, I wasn't part of that. Okay.
Everybody falls into his Wii.
I have to say that was one of the hardest things I've ever done on the side, because it was driving up to Santa Rosa, working till midnight. It was tough. That was
you still talk to him.
You know, I'm a sweetheart.
That's right, you are. You're a wonderful human being. So we've tried, sometimes together, some different stuff. And some of it works, some of it hasn't. And like any businesses, in venture capital, if 1 out of 10 make it, you're excited. So our hit ratio hasn't been bad in that extreme. I look at what we've done recently. I try the blog thing, it's been tough. We may get it going, but it hasn't been as easy as
I
thought.
But in fairness, we've made some money.
How are you guys doing? What's the deal?
We've got 10 clients, we've made some money. I mean, we haven't made vast amounts of money, but it at least it's brought in some revenue.
You've done 10 clients in how long of a time?
A month and a half.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound too bad.
No,
we've
got a couple like radio stations that may sell
just
it
hasn't
as,
been
as a potential model. But as things go, it's gone okay. But I look, it's hard because I've called some wineries. I think there's
if
a market out there.
If he can't sell 100,000 the first week, he's like, God.
How much? What are you selling them for a piece?
$3,000 a pop.
$3,000. Okay.
Right. So, all right. But so, the other thing is, we found out we can produce them. We can produce them in India for probably $500 if we give people all the technology.
Yeah, I have some issues with that.
Well, okay. I mean, maybe yes, maybe no, but
I know a guy in Indonesia will do it for less than that.
Okay.
And he does phenomenal.
Okay, so let's say we just get...
You can't throw the whole thing over the fence to India because you need to have a local project.
But for whatever reason, we can probably do them for five... As you
let
said,
the
with guy, guy you know.
Go, it's no
whatever.
We can do
for $500, sell them for $3,000, that's a decent margin there.
Your
that's
money
a possibility.
For nothing,
right?
For free.
So is this a good business model or
well,
a bad one in retrospect
or
in midstream?
Well, here's the deal. I think that what we need to do is go after a vertical. And you and I have talked about a pretty major vertical that's an opportunity for both of us.
Yep.
And I think that we should give that a shot because I think that could get us.
Well, the wine. Can I say the word?
Yeah okay. Don't steal our idea.
That's right. No, the wine industry's fine, but it's. And you're
we're
right.
In wine country.
But as a group of people, their websites are cool, but they suck as far as SEO. And we've approached some of them. We haven't really given a fair shot, so I can't say all we know is our website sort of.
We just haven't approached them the right way.
And we did call them, and a lot of them said they'd be happy to hear more information, but it hasn't been an easy sell. What has worked of all the things, and we started a thing called, our financial thing? The QuickBooks.
Mobile financials.
Which sounded like a really great idea, which you get your QuickBooks, you know, on your PDA. Sounded really cool. Spent some money on it. And it hasn't worked for whatever. Maybe QuickBooks will buy it, but so it hasn't worked. Then we did the TweetFunnel thing. And with TweetFunnel, you know, C came up with the idea. We got it going.
Ooh, progress.
And after 30 days, actually, you know, we put it out there. But then we look at how much progress have we made in what, 3 months? We're probably one of the top apps for Twitter in the world in 3 months. We've got one major competitor. And they consider us a threat. They've spent, you know, shall we say $1 million or so getting it off the ground. We've spent way less than that. And we're a fair competitor to theirs. We have signed up, give or take, 300 or 400 companies, including some of the major companies in the world, with virtually no marketing other than some tweeting and that. But as far, we haven't dumped like $100,000 in marketing. And so my thought...
You can continue the story after our break.
Okay.
We are back.
Okay. So...
So what are you getting at?
I'm leading up to this.
Okay.
All right. If we take all rules aside or whatever, whatever exists, I think our best shot is to have you market TweetFunnel. Because you have the connections, it's a killer product, the market is right, you know, and we've talked to a couple people about this that have gotten companies to literally thousands of users in the course of 6 months or so,
mm-hmm.
and they said it's all who you know. If you have the right people blogging about it, you have the right people talking about it, that it could really go. I think TweetFunnel could be worth literally millions.
Nobody's going to make any money at Twitter, guys. I'm sorry.
That voice must be represented.
Let's just come right out and say it. I mean, Sean has learned how to develop relationships with bloggers.
Right.
And one of the key pieces of advice we've gotten from multiple people now is develop
relationships
with
bloggers. Right.
Right.
So my thought is, if we can figure out some way, because... You know, TweetFunnel isn't making any money yet, but we can monetize it. And
we could just get bought out without monetizing.
But we did hear from people that are in the industry that have done okay. And he said all where they got capped to invest, say $1 million or a couple million of the deal, was all they had to do was show they were break even. Their break even was they were receiving $15,000 a month in income for $15,000 a month in outgo, which is not huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally got funded for $2 million on that because they saw the growth curve. I believe that if we put all our effort, because we're all really smart people, into something that obviously is the right place at the right time, we'll all do better. Now, how that all works out and who gets paid, I'm not putting that aside.
I was going to ask him, do you have a salary allocated for a marketing
person? No, that's another issue. I'm not sure how to do that part.
Okay.
But
what I think where I am right now in my career, you know, because I did real time and I'm like started back up and environmental publishing. It's been fun. You know, I learned a lot of skills, mm-hmm. and had some fun, you know, but at this point, I want to do something that more immediately produces some revenue.
Right.
And so, but like, you know, planting the seed and watering it and hoping that years down the mm-hmm. road, that ship's kind of sailed.
You
want right
to go to
now.
The grocery store.
And, you know, that may not work.
I'm not like in that, but I, you know, it's just a little, I'm tired of being stressed out.
Okay,
you know?
Got
yeah.
it.
But I think we got a two-pronged approach here. I mean, I think, you know, we've talked about, you and I have had conversations about ways we can start to generate immediate consulting dollars. And, you know, maybe that's 75%, but the 25% is, you know, water the seed. Because right now you're 100% watering yeah. the seed, right?
Right.
That's not working.
No.
That seed's so, probably
it,
drowning.
You're right. It needs to be a percentage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. So it's good awesome. To have. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. I mean, I've got the 75% bread and butter. And then I'm, you know, I'm doing the Paul
hours.
Magic jelly beans over here. And,
I'm doing the same thing. I went back, you know, the old consulting because that's what pays the bills.
Yeah.
But at the same that's time, true. I looked at all the things that we've started.
Well, I'm no different than you guys. It's like I want 75%, you know, cash on the barrel head for work done, and then 25% to be the magic jelly beans.
But in that's a way fine. That, in a well way put, that, yeah. the good news about the jelly beans is I believe if we could get monetize this and get TweetFunnel to at least break even, I think we'd get venture capital. I really believe in this market, Twitter's hot, people looking to fund stuff. And the guy Marcus, which has gotten funded, he's on our board, really bright guy.
Let's not overstate. No, we had a call with him.
Well, I mean, he said he'd help. I'm saying he
salesman Tom.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
He said he would be on our. Wait a minute.
We have all this help.
Wait a minute,
Marcus. Congratulations, you're on our board.
He said he'd be on our board. I asked him.
I did not know that.
He said I will be on your board. Those were his words, and so will Tanya. So to me,
he probably wrote on a piece of paper, hey, could you read this to me? I'll be on your board. Oh, thanks.
No, he said he would do it. But the point is, when I look at all the opportunities out there and the things we've tried and what's some way of getting that thing off the ground, this isn't years, it's 6 months. There's a window here. And I believe that maybe it's, you know, 5 hours of your time a week combined with, you know, somebody hired for $50 an hour to do the other stuff. But it's worked the best with the least amount of effort of anything we've ever done. I really believe that.
It's got rocket ship potential, I think. And there's a window because, you know, Twitter is big today.
And when you think about it, we have gotten within a month. Is it a month since we've been out there public?
A couple of months.
A month. And
it's always a month to him. It's like,
whatever.
You
but
build
then, you know,
it in a day.
I mean, the point is a month and a half or so. We've gotten, you know, people like the NBA, ESPN, you know, a lot of major corporations to use this product and really like it. We have one major competitor who's spending a bunch of money, right?
Yeah.
So to me, we can draft in that. We talked to Mark. I said, Marcus, how much did you spend on PR the first 2 years to get the thing off the ground? He said, $20.
Who's Marcus?
He's one of the co-founders of User Voice, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. So what he said is he got to know all the bloggers. He said there's probably, you know, 50 people in the world that are the top people on Twitter apps. And he says you get those people on your side. And we've seen, on a good day, we've seen 50 signups in a day. So it's really possible. And however we can, you know, maybe it's 2 hours a week. I don't know. But I believe that is the best
come shot. Come on, Sean. Take the Sandman Express one more time.
It reminds me of a Peanuts strip. Something about Charlie Brown on his back
playing
the football.
It's time. It's going to work, man.
Yeah, I swear.
Hey, Sean, now, here's a fork. I see the socket right on the wall over there.
Okay, that's what I think. I may be full shit.
Well,
but.
No, I mean, you know, I definitely think TweetFunnel has interesting potential. I know I've thought that the whole time, but I mean, I don't know, you know, how or if I would fit into it or if that would be my joy to do that. But I mean, I'm already involved in the Twitter world. As far as the blogger contacts, my blogger contacts are environmental bloggers. Those are Twitter bloggers. I read those guys, but I don't.
No, but it's
have
more.
You
what
know
I was referencing more
it.
was the process you've had to.
Oh,
go
the
through.
Process,
right?
Yeah, because we're doing it with. We have a client, an advertising client, and we build this ads community for them. And we had to reach out to ad bloggers, which I didn't know any of them
right.
when we started. And now we've got
so
20,
you have
like
the ability to reach out to bloggers.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So to
I actually have a system around.
Right.
It.
So
maybe it's piecework. It's per blogger.
Per blogger. Yeah. So to me, if we have the right bloggers talking about TweetFunnel and how well it's doing, we can get to, you know, 1,500 signups a day. I think that's possible. If we got to those numbers and we monetize it.
Okay, so let's talk about what's the monetization strategy for it.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of these guys, I'm logging in to a tool that I really like on Twitter because I use a few of them. I told you I spent money in a previous episode. It's probably deleted now. I told you that I spent some money on a Twitter product. And so I logged in one day and it's like, shit, it's not free anymore.
Right.
You know, and that, I mean, that can work if you have the stuff.
Well, what at least Marcus said, at least what I remember, this is what I heard him say, and he may differ with me, is that they monetized, they made the mistake of, they didn't monetize soon enough. He says, if I was going to do it, I'd monetize way sooner, because when they monetized, it didn't change the number of signups from not monetizing. So if they were
but keep in mind, there's a freemium. So yeah, it's a freemium model. So what Marcus suggested was you have, say, the first three users for free. And then if you need more users and or more features, then you go up to the, say, basic level.
Yeah.
And you have three different tiers. And so, for example, in our case, maybe multi-Twitter account, you'd have to go to the next level.
Another variant of that, Steve, which I'm seeing, and to my chagrin, sometimes I'm seeing companies do, is even going from that to saying they don't even want to give any of the goods away, and then they do it like 7-day free trial or 15-day free trial,
or
whatever
a month,
it is.
Whatever,
you know,
right.
You know, like Twallo did that, which I love that tool. That's a great way to build your Twitter audience. And he went from like five keywords that you can auto follow people, and it even sets it so that you can say like. Unfollow if they don't follow you back in 3 days.
Wow.
And then never follow them again so that you don't churn them and get blocked on Twitter for churning. Follow, churn, you know, follow, unfollow, follow, unfollow. Really cool tool. It's like he added those features. As soon as he added those last two I mentioned, a week later, boom, 7-day trial. So suddenly you can't just like...
So did you? Are you still on it?
I paid for it.
And what are you
paying
for?
So I have 20... keywords.
Yeah,
it used to be five though for free, anybody, and I had one for every single Twitter.
So monetizing it isn't huge. If you monetize it for $10.
Yeah, the question is like, is it working for all these guys? Like we can't see their P&Ls, you know? It's like
from the feedback we have, and we have like, I don't know, 400 companies using it, 1,000 followers at this point, but it's only been around a couple months. It seems like people are happy with it. You don't know until you do it. But I'm just saying, of the things that you look at, what are the opportunities that we have? We can go sell blogs to wineries. We won't make a lot of money. We'll make some money now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying
it doesn't have the same rocket fuel, but it's not as high octane as the Twitter deal.
Right.
And the Twitter deal is a short-term gig. It's build it up, make it rock star potential, and then have somebody come in and go, scoop.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
And I believe
my dream is to be acquired. That's all I've ever wanted in life.
Right. And the people that we've talked to in Twitter, you know, whether they're believe that our product is, you know, there's 10,000 apps for Twitter right now. And I believe we're in the
top. But you know how many business apps there are? And there are a handful.
Okay, but I'm saying out of the 10,000 apps, out of the 10,000 apps for Twitter, my guess is we're in the top 20 or 30, which is pretty amazing.
But all that really matters is where we are with respect to the other business apps, because we're not trying to be a consumer app, right?
Yeah.
So all that really matters is how successful we are with our target audience
and how fast business is going to adopt Twitter, which I think is going to happen.
Sean will consider all this. Until next time. And
we will
revisit this
thing.
Conversation.
All right.
Take this under advisement. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Okay. You can email Sean and make suggestions.
That would be my email address is paul@consciousinsights.com.
You can just go to business success tips.
You can find me on Twitter, Sean Daly, SEANDALY.
You can tweet him.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
LexNet Consulting Group is your one-stop resource for a selection of award-winning CRM, email marketing, and business intelligence solutions. LexNet serves small to mid-sized companies across the Western U.S. from our offices in the San Francisco Bay Area, Southern California, and Seattle. LexNet's tailored business solutions are designed to increase revenue and reduce costs. LexNet will help you develop a consistent sales, marketing, and customer support approach to drive your company's revenues, even during tough economic times. Every business has unique needs, and LexNet will help you meet those needs with customized, integrated solutions that give your business easily accessible and actionable information. To find out more about the powerful and effective business management solutions that LexNet offers, please visit lexnetcg.com, where you'll find helpful resources including articles, white papers, industry news, customer success stories, and informative podcasts like this one. While there, be sure to sign up for our Customer 360 newsletter filled with CRM and email marketing news, tips, and tricks. LexNet, your partner in business success.